USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Attorney General Bill Barr refusing to appear before a Democratic House Judiciary Committee hearing on Capitol Hill on the Mueller report. Staff lawyers, not lawmakers, would be asking the questions, so he says thanks but no thanks. But House Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York saying,
he has failed the men and women of the Department of Justice by placing the needs of the president over the fair administration of justice. He has even failed to show up today.
Now, Barr did answer questions for more than 5 hours from senators the day before. Here's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Attorney General Barr has been very transparent, brought forward the information. I think it's time to stop wasting this majority and actually get something done for the American public.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down 122 points, the Nasdaq down almost 13 points, the S&P 500 down 6 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way. But they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month. Not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
We understand the power of prayer.
President Trump and First Lady Melania observing the 36th annual National Day of Prayer at the White House.
Today we give thanks for this magnificent country and we proudly come together as one nation under God.
More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The theme this year is love one another, and it comes at a time when many are calling for people of faith to realize that one of the most important things we can do for our nation is to pray.
Conservative commentator Stephen Moore no longer under consideration for a Federal Reserve Board post. President Trump tweeting Moore deciding to withdraw from the process.
It became a kind of character assassination, and I think in part because the left understood they couldn't beat me on my economic ideas.
Moore in an interview with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business Network's Cavuto Coast to Coast.
I feel bad because I feel like I've let a lot of people down, and the president most of all.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The left-leaning New York Times doing an about-face after publishing an anti-Semitic cartoon. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
The publisher of the New York Times saying the editor who chose to publish an anti-Semitic cartoon in its international edition is being disciplined. And A.G. Sulzberger also says in a memo that the Times is no longer running any syndicated cartoons, as they are created by those who have no direct ties to the newspaper. The Times Global Edition published the cartoon back on Thursday. It depicted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as a guide dog with a Star of David dangling from his collar as he led an apparently blind President Trump wearing a yarmulke around by a leash. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democratic mayor of Baltimore in legal trouble, and she resigns as she continues to be investigated for kickbacks. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more on the story.
Baltimore's embattled Democratic mayor, Catherine Pugh, submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Steven Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.